I tumbled off the bed and ran as fast as I could to the winding stairs that led to Ginger and Larry's room. I hardly ever went up those stairs anymore. My legs were stiff, but I had to do it. I had to tell Ginger. It seemed to take a very long time. When I got to the top, I hurried into the bedroom and ran around the bed and tried to pull off the sheets. But Ginger had fallen into a deep sleep, relieved that Ian was going into rehab tomorrow. And Larry always slept like a log. Nothing I could do would wake them. I just lay down and waited for morning.